Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. There's a new number one team in Class 3A football, and that is the Jackson Bronx. Jackson picked up 6 first-place votes and getting that number one spot. Believe it or not, Star Valley has lost 2 straight. Also got the most first-place votes with 7, but then they come in this week at number 4. After Star Valley drops all the way down to 4, Powell moves up another notch. They're now number 2 this week, while Cody moves up to number 3. That is Star Valley, and then 5th place, the Lander Tigers. So the top 4 teams out of the West still are the top 4 teams out of the West. They're shifting spots a little bit. Meanwhile, Sheridan's top rank in 4A. For the Lovell Bulldogs, they come in at number 1. They got 8 first-place votes, not as many as Mountain View, but enough second and third to put them at number 1. They weren't even ranked last week, but they ended up beating Bighorn last week and handing Bighorn their first loss they've had in a couple years, and did it handily, winning 22-0. Mountain View comes in number 2. Thermopolis comes in at number 3. Wheatland number 4. And then Upton Sundance is ranked at number 5. 9-man ball, Southeast at number 1. Rocky Mountain comes in at number 2. Then it's Lush, Shoshone, and Lingle Ford Laramie. And in 6-man ball, Farson Eden is the top-ranked team. Little Snake River number 2. Encampment 3rd, the Burlington Huskies come in this week at number 4, while KC is number 5. Metizzi picked up some vote, but didn't make it into the top 5. For the Powell Panthers, they are taking on Lander tomorrow, and for the Panthers, they certainly have shown some offense this year, but last Friday night, and including also the win against Riverton in their first game of the season, it was the defense that struck a hard note in the game. They gave up only 1 big play against Riverton and 1 big play against the Warland Warriors, as the Panther defense, really one of the top defenses in the state right now in Class 3A. And head coach Chase Kistler, after the game last Friday night, gave a lot of credit to the defense.
Well, yeah, the defense played well. I think they gave up 1 play that really was kind of a miscommunication, or we weren't in our alignment assignment. But they played well, tackled well, too, in open space. I mean, I don't know how many times I saw a one-on-one tackle in space that they brought them down.
Game time tomorrow, beginning at 7 p.m. right here on KPOW. We're back with more after this.